feel comfortable with that, if you feel at ease with that, then please follow along. And if you find that it is scary or uncomfortable in any way, then just do whatever else you feel is natural to you. But as with all meditation practices, always start off by just relaxing, allowing the mindfulness to arise and become as strong as possible. Because that is the foundation for all meditation practices. please only follow along if you feel at ease and if you're comfortable. And if you don't feel at ease, then just do anything else for the remainder of the meditation practice. So usually it's very easy, usually there's no problem whatsoever. Just start down with imagining yourself, you're lying on the bed in the room. The room you're in has no features whatsoever. All the walls are white. You're lying on a very simple mattress with a wet white linen. And you're wearing some kind of white clothes on your body. There's no window in the room. The door is closed. And there is nothing happening around you. You have been told you only have a few hours left of your life. And now you have already finished saying goodbye to all your friends and family. You will not need anyone between now and the time when you finally pass away. Just notice for a few moments what it feels like. You're going to die. Feel the feeling, just take note of it for now. Put it to one side and we can use it later on for reflection. Now just become aware that your final moments of your life are approaching gradually. And as you do so, start to feel the sense that you have to abandon so many things in this world. All of these things that belong to this life, you cannot take them with you. Just again, try to feel what it feels like, the sense of abandoning the things that belong to this world.
Thank you.
obvious things that we have to let go of as we die here. It's all the things that we have accumulated in this life, but all the belongings that we have here. You know, the most precious things in our life has to go at this point. Yeah, just see if you can experience the letting go of the abandoning of all the things that are dear and precious to you in this life. As the time is moving on, it's becoming so obvious to you that you have to let go of even more. Nothing in this world can be held on to. And you have already said your goodbyes to your friends and relatives, and now is the time to let go of them completely. It's as if this world has no meaning to you anymore. You're going on into your own little bubble and moving on away from all the other things. world. So many things that has to do with your ego and belong to this world. And you can't really take it with you into the future. So let go of all that sense of self, all those social relations, all the achievements you have done. You have absolutely no meaning anymore. Take that emptying out of all the mental stuff belonging to this world. And as you do so, you feel this emptiness inside it, and all that you carry with you into the future, are the qualities of your heart. The closer you get to your final moments, the more clear it becomes that the world has become entirely meaningless to you. It all empties out. You feel that beautiful sense of lightness inside of you as you leave everything behind you. All you have left is your mind, whatever you have developed in this life, and your body. Now you understand, as you come towards the very end, even the body has to be let go of. Let go of your body. Only move on with the qualities of your mind and your sense of the qualities of your heart. And as the moment of final passing away becomes very close, start to feel this amazing sense of freedom from so many oppressive things in this world. Enjoy that sense of freedom. Enjoy this beautiful process of letting go as you move on in your little bubble into the future. Comes a point in this process that you're not really sure whether you are dead or alive, and you realize it is completely irrelevant. It doesn't matter whether it's one way or the other, but it is that also peaceful and also beautiful at this point. You start to wonder why anyone can ever be afraid of this process, because it is so freeing, it is so liberating. And all you feel is a sense of peace as you move on forward. the further on that you go in this process, the more liberated and free you feel from so many confining phenomena of the world. The more liberated you free feel, the more peaceful you are as a consequence. And you start to realize that this is all because of all your spiritual friends in the world, all the people who have supported you, who have made this possible. And now, as you give, doing your final goodbyes, you feel this enormous sense of gratitude for all the support of all the people in your life, and all they have given you. To feel a very strong sense of reassurance that there is no problem, that you're heading for a bright and wonderful future. And as you do so, you feel a powerful sense of metta for everyone everywhere, and all beings of the whole universe, that everyone may be well, may be happy. do feel, or it is, or it is, or whatever it is. Ask yourself, and that's the causality that lies behind that. How do these things arise? Why do they come about? And to understand the structure and the process and the intention. Okay, so we'll have a short break, and we'll see you back in the quarter part.